We were formed basically the day after the election last year, because most of us were Bernie Sanders supporters, and I think that we were sort of just like disillusioned after the Democratic primary concluded, and we just assumed that we would be in for 4 years as sort of a mediocre Democratic president in Hillary Clinton. But after the election, we realized that this was not going to be a normal term, and that we had to do something about it, and we had to sort of try to get Fairview students organized.
How many students are involved, and what actions do you take part in?
So the core group is somewhat small. We're probably around 7 to 10 people, but we try to get the larger student body involved in individual events that we do. So we sort of have a long-going thing with getting BVSD to stop using Wells Fargo for their banking and payroll needs and switch to a municipal bank or a credit union. And we also organized the protest against Milo Yiannopoulos at CU Boulder in February.
Well, on May 1st, May Day, you're also one of the groups involved in organizing some events happening in Boulder in the afternoon. Tell us exactly the significance of May Day. It's not often celebrated here in the US. It's a pretty big holiday in other parts of the world. But what is the significance of May 1st and what's going to be happening?
So May Day started back in 1886 when it wasn't actually on May 1st, but the on May 4th or 3rd, following some sort of demonstrations that started on May 1st, there was a bomb thrown. No one really knows who did it, but a bomb was thrown into a crowd of police who were sort of controlling a demonstration of anarchists and laborers, and the police started firing on the crowd of demonstrators. And,
where was this?
This was in Haymarket Square in Chicago. So this was basically the start of May Day celebrations. And it's just sort of a general celebration of workers around the world and that we have power too.
So what's going to be happening in Boulder then May 1st?
So what's going to be happening in Boulder is that we will be meeting at the Bandshell, then marching to the courthouse where we will be hearing from speakers from different groups such as the IWW, DSA, East Boulder County United, and others.
So when your particular group formed after the elections, what were some of the major issues that you and fellow students at Fairview High were concerned about in the run-up to the elections? And then now in the aftermath with a Trump administration, what are some of the key points that young folks like yourself are really concerned about?
Well, I think that definitely a lot of students at Fairview, their main concern is that their sort of like individual rights will be taken away under the Trump administration, such as I know that a lot of gay students that I know were you know, rightfully terrified about what Trump is going to do. But I feel like there's not really a lot of solidarity among students at Fairview. Like they don't think about how like Trump's actions will sort of affect everybody as opposed to just them. So we're trying to sort of bring that kind of, that feeling to everyone at Fairview and get them to realize that, you know, everybody's sort of in this together.
There was a lot of student organizing back in the 60s, and it seemed to wane a little bit. Are you looking to those groups back then who were very successful in their organizing and getting large groups of people mobilized? Or is this a really a new student movement that's emerging?
Well, I feel like it's sort of a mixture of both. I mean, you can definitely look back at those groups and movements in the 60s and take some very, very useful advice and information from them. But I feel like at the same time, the time that we live in is so different. We have so many more communication methods. People care about completely different issues that you really have to sort of forge your own thing, and you can't just try to recreate something that happened 50 years ago.
Starting at 5:30 at the Bandshell in downtown Boulder, on May Day, May 1st, there's going to be music, there's going to be speeches. What exactly is going to be happening Monday evening?
Yeah, there's going to be music, there's going to be speeches. We are having a performance from the Solidarity Singers, which is a group of people who sing sort of traditional labor songs and union songs and sort of like protest songs. So that'll be a treat. And we are having, as I said, a lot of speakers from different groups in the area. Like I mentioned East Boulder County United, which sort of goes back to your point about looking at other communities. They are an anti-fracking group. And East Boulder County is where a lot of this fracking is going to be happening once, you know, May 1st, which is the end of the moratorium, passes. And those communities tend to be a lot less affluent than Boulder, like the city of Boulder. And I think it's important that we're reaching out to them and, you know, getting involved in their issues, too.